USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hearing underway at this hour on the Justice Department Inspector General's report on the origins of the Russia investigation. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham chairs the committee, and he says the system failed, accusing higher-ups and the FBI of trying to take the law into their own hands.
It doesn't take much to open one, and the worst thing can happen is for people to open one up whose real purpose is not to protect an American, but to surveil them.
The IG found that the FBI was justified in starting the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. He said there was no political bias, but did say there were mistakes made by the FBI. Swedish climate activist 16-year-old Greta Thunberg is Time magazine's Person of the Year, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each to delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. Visit exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
No Americans were hurt, but one person was killed and more than 60 people injured in an attack outside the main U.S. military base in Afghanistan hours ago. Two attackers blew up vehicles packed with explosives, while others sprayed gunfire at the base. Following calls for him to do so, Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is revealing his client list from when he worked at a consulting firm, McKinsey and Company. He says he's glad the company did end up releasing him from a confidentiality agreement.
One thing I care about is transparency and making sure that folks know everything they need to know about me, who I am, where I've come from, my story. The other thing is keeping my word. And when I say I'm going to do something, and especially when I sign my name to a legal document.
Mayor Pete speaking to NBC there. He worked at the firm for 3 years, and during that time, clients included government agencies like the Department of Defense and EPA, as well as Best Buy and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump has less than a week to decide whether he'll impose more tariffs on Chinese imports. He's set December 15th, which is this upcoming Sunday, as the date for tariffs on nearly $160 billion in consumer goods from China. 15% tariffs scheduled for items including video game consoles, computer monitors, toys, and clothing. Retail analysts say raising prices on those items 10 days before Christmas could really hurt holiday sales. More than 100 people are now facing charges in Florida after an undercover operation targeting prostitution, human trafficking, and child predators. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says the purpose of what was called Operation Santa's Naughty List was to identify and rescue victims of human trafficking as well as arrest the suspects. So far, they've arrested 124 people. The family of a Minnesota man says he died after the Vikings took a loss on Monday Night Football. The obituary for 86-year-old John Ford says he passed away on December 2nd, quote, after the Vikings allowed 17 unanswered points in a 37-30 Monday Night Football loss to the Seahawks. Ford's wife says he just figured he couldn't pull out another win for them. The great-grandfather was a season ticket holder for nearly 50 years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.